This week, NHPR is looking at race in New Hampshire's younger generation. Today, reporter Daniela Alley takes us to Conway, where two friends have been grappling with the realities of growing up black in a majority white town. We warn our audience, this story includes a racial slur.
In the middle of North Conway, there's Schuler Park. It's a big field right along the main strip of shops and restaurants. The scenic railway has a stop here. And families throw baseballs and couples sit and chat on benches. Will Krug and Nick Sanderson have lots of memories of playing flag football on this field growing up.
Will had the ball and he was like running full speed and I was running full speed. And we just like full on collide and just smacked each other. We each went back like 5 feet.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Right over.
Yeah.
Nick, who you just heard, and Will are high school seniors. They've been best friends for pretty much their whole lives.
Oh, he's always there for me, I guess, you know? He's probably is like
consider
a brother.
My brother, like straight up my brother.
But Will and Nick have also had to deal with the fact that they live in a town and area that's 94% white. They're both black, both adopted by white parents. And the incidents of racial bias began early. Will can remember someone calling him a racial slur when he was just 5.
But they called me a nigger, and I was in kindergarten, and they were in first grade. And there was like a fence in between the kindergartners and first graders, and they like came down and said it to me. I didn't know what it meant.
Once Will got to high school, moments like that started happening more often.
Kids would definitely like lose something and then come up to me and tell me I stole it because I was black.
And when this would happen, Will and Nick would turn to each other for support.
Just talking about what happened, how to deal with it, calming each other down, I guess.
Mostly, yeah, just calming each other down. Just get over it, you know?
What would life be like if you didn't have the other person
pretty
to talk
rough.
About?
Very
that.
Difficult.
It'd be pretty rough. Probably, yeah. I probably wouldn't be where I am right now.
I think I'd be in a much worse position.
Yeah.
Their school, Kennett High School in Conway, gets students from 8 surrounding towns. And socioeconomically, the school is diverse. But when it comes to race, not so much. Last year, of a student body of about 800, just 12 students identified as black. Will and Nick say a couple of years ago, there was an incident that was pretty challenging for them. A handful of students started flying the Confederate flag on the backs of their trucks. Some wore shirts with the flag on it. One student who is white and now graduated posted a video on Twitter of a truck with the flag, sitting in traffic, revving its engine. The caption read, quote, "racist and proud." At the time, Will was a sophomore and Nick a freshman. School officials banned students from displaying the flag on their trucks or on their clothes. But some students kept wearing it, just hidden under a flannel. They'd approach Will, Nick, and other students, unbutton their flannel, and ask,
"Do you like my shirt? It's just a Confederate flag." Yeah. And it's just like, why are you asking me, like, specifically? And then they'll be like, oh, like, they don't really answer it. They just kind of, like, try to brush it off and play it off as they'd ask anybody else. But it's like, I know you wouldn't.
Like, I had kids put, like, Confederate flags in my backpack.
A group of students, including Will and Nick, wanted the school to address the issue head-on. They wanted the school to host a forum to talk about the flag's history and why some people would see the flag as offensive.
But if I was to put 500 kids into an auditorium and have a school-wide discussion, my concern was that the discussion would turn into a shouting match, and we certainly didn't want that.
This is Principal Neil Moylan. That forum, it didn't happen. But he says he did talk with students individually and in small groups, and that teachers could have discussions in class. He says the issue was resolved once the flag was banned. I told him I had heard differently, that the school's underlying issues were still there. So I asked him what role he thinks schools play when it comes to addressing bias.
Our role is to address it, and our role is to address it each and every time we see it. And not to ignore it, and we don't intend to ignore it. And I do think it's addressed every single time, contrary to what you may believe or have heard.
For Will, the school's response wasn't enough. He saw the whole Confederate flag episode as just the latest example of a hostile environment at Kennett that was beginning to wear him down. There was barely any peer support in the school. Will had few teachers or administrators to confide in. And these incidents, they've followed him since his kindergarten days.
It's very difficult to learn when you're more worried about your skin color and, like, who's going to say what to you in the next class versus like your schoolwork.
Will had disciplinary issues, in-school suspensions, out-of-school suspensions, detentions. And it got to a point where his parents, Teresa Beckett and Matt Krug, who are white, were starting to wonder if their son was being treated differently because of his race.
That was the really hard part, was figuring out, is he being discriminated against? Is he just a difficult person in his class? You know, is he a difficult student? I wasn't sure.
They asked the high school for a racial breakdown of the school's total suspensions, but the school doesn't keep track of that. Nationally, studies have found that Black boys are 3 times more likely to be suspended than white boys. And ultimately, Will's parents decided that the school was a big part of the problem. They feared what their daughter, who's also Black, would experience at Kennett High School. They had heard good things about Freiburg Academy, a private school that's free to town residents. It's just a 20-minute drive across the state border in Maine. So they moved to Freiburg. And when this past school year wrapped up, they sent a letter to their former school board in Conway about what they saw as a, quote, prevalent discriminatory culture. Here's Will's father, Matt Krug.
There are other people who are going to come up through the school that I hope they don't have to reach this, you know, don't have to go through the same thing.
In recent months, SAU 9, which Kennett High School is a part of, has started an anti-bias response team. But Will's skeptical about this group.
That's why this is funny. Like, that's such a joke. That's just, like, to say that they did something. That's not going to change a thing.
What do you think it would take to make an actual change?
To have some school administration who are African-American and make the school more diverse. Just, like, the teachers and everything. It's just, like, I feel like it just needs to be more diverse so kids know, like, what's okay and what's not. Like, if you're not exposed to it, then you're not going to know what to do when you see a Black kid. And, like, that's basically what we're dealing with.
Will and Nick do have some hope that things will change, but they know that there are still challenges ahead. And at the very least, they say, they have each other to rely on, to go out and ski, longboard, or play some football to clear their heads for a bit. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.